Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It is Thursday, which means it's time for Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. And our author today is Jay Young, lifelong passion for the oil and gas business. Family has been in the business more than 100 years, the founder of King Operating Corporation. And his book is The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works and Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. And we'll get to some of that in a minute. And that's when you're really going to have to shift and probably talk to me like I'm 5 years old. But I do want to get your thoughts on the landscape now. Obviously, gas prices are up. I think that your industry is probably one of the single most misunderstood industries that exist. One, everyone utilizes it, so everyone sort of has a sense and feeling about it. When there is an impact or some sort of ripple effect out of your industry, everyone feels it, yet people are so vastly lacking in knowledge about what causes those things oftentimes. And obviously what's going on with Iran right now, there are these, well, it's, you know, just an upswing. And so what do you think of the landscape? I'm sure you hear these questions all the time, like, how long is this going to last? And is there anything that can be done about it?
Right, Nick. And I appreciate that. And I'll tell you right now, I don't know. I mean, right. I don't, you never know the next step for Trump. And maybe that's the reason why he is, why he's President Trump. I don't know, but you know, you don't know. And I'll tell you the one thing that I do know that the longer that this war lasts, the higher oil and gas prices are going to go up, unfortunately. And that's the price he's having to pay right now. And that's the price that he's I'm sure it keeps him up at night, because he was all about the drill, baby, drill and lowering gasoline prices for the American people. I mean, he does care. He does want, you know, he does not want higher gasoline prices. Yeah. He wants everybody to be able to drive at $2, $3 gas. But there is a tremendous amount of demand, you know, for oil. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges right now, is because there is so much demand for gasoline, for oil, that we're going to see all these, you know, prices go up, especially when you have disruption or you have, you know, like the Strait of Hormuz, you know, 20% of all oil goes through this area and they're shutting it down. So not only do you shut it down to where you're not delivering 20% of the oil around the world, but you're also having, you know, countries like Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, or not necessarily Iran, who cares, but Iraq and all these others, because they're shutting down their production, because if they can't transport it, they're not going to keep producing it at these high rates if they can't send it over and get sold. So there's, oil is different than natural gas. And, you know, if there's a disruption in Saudi Arabia all the way over there, because people ask me that, they go, well, now why does a tanker getting through the Strait of Hormuz have to do with me paying $15 more at the pump? You know, that's a good question, but it's, oil is a global commodity, so any disruption anywhere causes oil prices to go up or go down if we have a supply problem.
Do you know what sort of time frame, let's say tomorrow, bam, opened up, full people, the companies felt secure, all right, we're safe to have this flowing through there again. How long does that take to be felt at the pump, that relief?
Yeah, it would take like a week, because, well, and two, it's kind of like a stock, you know, a stock going down. Mm-hmm. Is it really over?
Sure.
When it's over, you know, and they may go, okay, yeah, it's over, but away a country, I don't know. And if a country says it's over, if Iran says, yep, hey, we're done, here's all our nuclear missiles, we're not going to do this ever again, we're sorry, we want to have world peace, does that really matter? Is it really the truth? Because you don't know. And that's why I think crude prices are going to stay up for a long period of time. They're not going to drop back down to the 60s, 70s. We're not going to have $2 gas. I remember seeing $1.92 for regular gasoline, you know, in December, January this year, a couple of months ago. And I don't think we're going to see that for a long time because of this volatility, which is what we're seeing today. And you just don't, you don't know, and you can't count on it.
We're talking with our author of the week, Jay Young. The book is The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Is this good for the industry itself? You have people just on the surface and they say, well, gosh, the cost of the, or the price of the product goes up. So those that do have it available to sell, they come out ahead. Is that how it works, or is that a misunderstanding of the system?
Oh, no, it's really good for the industry when prices go up, but not too far. Remember Billy Bob Thornton in Landman? I mean, he said $78 a barrel is perfect. You know, it's not too high, it's not too low. You know, we're looking for a rig right now to go drill some wells up in the Panhandle of Texas, and the price is like $19,000 or about $20,000 a day, let's say. $20,000 a day, we're going by yards, a yard where there's rigs and there's 2-3 rigs stacked, you know, and they're ready to go to work. Well, $20,000 a day. Well, if prices go to 80, 100, 120, and they stay there for a certain amount of time, maybe 30, 60 days, there will be no rigs in that yard. And you'll pay $35,000 a day. That's why I've been saying for the last year, now's the time to get a rig and let's sign it up long term, get a year contract, 2-year contract on these rigs, because you want these rigs at $15,000 a day, and you want to drill it when it costs you, just to let you know, there's as many companies that it takes to drill a completed oil and gas well as it does to build a house, pretty much. I mean, there's all different kinds of companies that we have to deal with. 70, 80 companies to drill and complete a well. To build a house, it may be more than that, but not many more,
right?
Because you need roof, you need, you know, stairs, you know, carpet, all the other things. And when you go to work, everybody's like, okay, well, you know, I sold 80% of my pot to that one company. That 20% I'm holding on to, I'm just going to keep it back here and I'm going to charge, you know, $50 a foot. I sold all the rest of it at 30. I'll keep this at $50 a foot because the demand is there and people want to go drill. Well, I've been saying, let's go drill a well at $8 million today. So when prices do go up, which has always been my speculation, hypothesis, whatever, I feel like prices are going to go up, not because we're going to have a war, but because, number one, the demand's still there for oil. We need oil. It's going to be there. Number two, oil and gas companies have not been drilling for oil. They just don't drill for oil. That's not what they do when prices are at 50, 60 bucks. And number three, the wells that they have online are going to decline. So when we need the oil in the summertime end of this year, we're not going to have it. And when we don't have it, we're going to pay more for it. That's just the way it is. That's why I've been saying for the last year, let's get some long-term contracts. Let's sign up some completion crews, high frack. You know, I mean, let's just get everything ready because the price is going to go up. We're in a cycle. You know, four generations of this myself. You know, I was around with my grandfather. He passed away before I was 8, but he was in the oil business. And my grandfather, I've seen a lot of cycles in this business, and this is what happens.
Well,
this is what happens.
Well, and I don't know if, for whatever reason, I haven't panicked at all over the. I would say, yeah, this is what happens. I've kind of been, as a consumer, through these cycles before. I didn't know if you think that perspective is one that's just, I don't know, trying to ignore the problem, or is it for you? You said your family, I mean, 100 years been involved in this industry. Is this, you know, it's just a snowstorm. These things happen, and it too will pass. Is that your perspective?
Yeah. Well, it's, unfortunately, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, and it just cycles, and things that you'll see, you know, last summer we, were experiencing some really great, you know, when people were driving, they could drive, you know, to Montana instead, if you're from Texas, they could drive to Montana for summer vacation instead of stopping in New Mexico because the price was cheaper. But it cycles, and what happens is that, so right now I feel like the cycle's done. We're going to have a good 3 to 5 year run for oil and gas projects, the investment side, but I'm afraid you're going to pay more at the pump, you know, coming up, all because of the cycles.
You mentioned Landman, clearly a popular show. Is that accurate? I mean, is that what it's like? Do you watch that and think, finally, somebody nailed this? Or do you sort of roll your eyes at some of the dramatization?
Well, I mean, when you bring Ali Lauder in and she's,
well, sure,
you know, that's not the old business, obviously. But I'll tell you what, I mean, there's women out there like her, for sure. I mean, you know, and it, I mean, are you saying there's a lot of drama with oil and gas and people and, oh, there's, it's like a feast or famine with guys that are, you know, not even educated, making 100 grand or 200 grand a year, working, you know, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Mama's making, or maybe 6 days a week, but mama's got the money and he's got the big truck and, oh, 100%. I grew up with that kind of stuff. Yeah. I look at that and go, and it's kind of like I grew up, you know, but some of the stuff is obviously Hollywood and
right,
and blown up a little bit, you know, with all the different things that go on. But no, I think it's a great show. It gives people some perspective into what happens in the oil and gas game. And, I think it's really good. And I look forward to the next season coming out in November.
We're talking with our author of the week, Jay Young. The book is The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works, Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. And before we let you go, I just do want to ask, the book, who's it for? Is it for people who are already in the game and this is a different perspective, or is it someone like me who has no concept whatsoever of what investing in oil and gas looks like, and it's a great sort of, oh, hey, if you as the average Joe want to get involved in this, this is what it looks like?
Well, good question, Nick. And I'll tell you what, I wrote the book because I've seen, because people just think the oil business is the oil business, and they get a phone call, they get a phone call from some phone jockey, you know, that just sitting there thinking, okay, hey, it's the oil business. And so they invest and they lose all their money and they think, oh, well, this isn't good. And you don't talk to many people that have had the experience of investing in oil and gas and making money. That's just not what investors have done in the past. And so, there's 1,000 reasons why, and it's all in my book, which I don't know how far you want me to go into it right now, but the big reason and what I'm doing is I'm allowing accredited investors, you have to be accredited, you know, worth $1 million or make 200 grand a year. I'm telling these investors that there's a different way to invest in oil and gas. You get 100% write off. There's monthly income, 15 to 20% monthly income while we scale the investment. And I have a lot of experience with what we do in regards to investing and finding projects, and we don't take risk. We're not exploring type. We're participating in wells where we already know the wells, like we're drilling in Ocotree County, Texas, which is like 5 wells we're going to drill this year, if not 10 or 15. And there've been 7,000 wells drilled out there. So we know basically where the oil is and isn't, you know, so we're not taking risks. And that's the way that investors, it's hitting singles and doubles. You know, it's the tortoise in the hare instead of trying to hit the big one. Cause if you try to hit the big one in this business, all you'll get is a write-off. You know, all oil and gas projects have write-offs, and that's what attracts people to oil and gas investing, is that write-off, with the hope of, I don't want to pay the IRS. I want to, and the IRS allows you to do it, so we take advantage of it. My family does too with this, but we want a good deal. And so I wrote the book because I'm like, I'm going to have Forbes be the publisher. I'm going to go out. I'm going to tell as many people as I can. I do these great shows like yours, Nick, because I want people to know, hey, you know what? It's a risky game, but if you want a fair shot at making money in the oil and gas business, you know, either, you know, look at my website, King Operating. I'll send you a free copy of my book. But just be careful, because there are a lot of people out there that they're just salespeople. And that's all they talk about, the sales side of the business. They don't talk about how can you make money. Now, they hope you make money, but they don't have a clue about what they're doing in the oil and gas game. And so we've got a full staff here. I've got a great number of people in our geophysicists, geologists, landmen. We just got out of our meeting, and some of the things that we're talking about right now, I talked about just a few minutes ago in our operations meeting we have in the mornings, and just talking about, you know, we're drilling a well right now. We got gas flares. We're drilling in a zone that looks exceptionally well. And we're just looking forward to our investors receiving the checks that they're receiving checks right now on 14 wells that's in the fund. We're going to close our fund down pretty close, pretty soon. But until then, man, we do have a good idea of institutional. How can the regular investor invest like an institutional investor? You always hear, well, if you're a family office, you get involved in this deal, it's $5 million. I bring those kind of deals to the average investors. You know, our positions are 200,000. You could do a half, you know, if you want to find out if you want to do business with us later on or not. I mean, and we just bring institutional investing to the accredited investor that wants to get in and think about, hey, I like Landman. I like the returns. Our returns are 30-40% internal rate of return at $70 oil. We're not counting on this $100, $150 oil, but if you can make 40% at $70, if it goes to 100 or 150, there's going to be a lot better returns for the investors out there. And that's kind of what I wrote about in the book. And that's kind of how I set it up.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning. Interesting and timely stuff, as I guess energy always is in some capacity or another. Our author of the week, Jay Young. Again, the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, How the New Model Works and Why It Puts the Traditional Model to Shame. Sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.